Skidmark Steve!
Hey, dude.
Oh, cool. You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo. Cock.
Oh, the audience will never hear that joke. That's a whole lot of too bad.
I should get a beer. I didn't grab one.
Mm-mm.
They're all kind
of
warm.
You have to wait until the end of the top seven, mister, because this is the last break before we all leave the offices.
Aww.
How was everybody's weekend? Oh, let's start off. I'm Chris Antista. This is... Go ahead, Michael. I'm pointing at you.
This is Michael Raparez, the PlayStation editor.
Brett Elston, Nintendo man.
Shane Patterson, other guy.
You're losing your passion for this.
No.
Damn it, falling asleep in his seat.
It's all good.
I asked about the weekend because you two did not show up to Rich's and Paulie's big-ass barbecue.
That was huge.
It was huge. It wasn't just that, but we had a, I would say, a gaming milestone.
Really?
I played Rock Band with a deaf girl.
Really?
Yes. And I assisted on the drums.
Did you really?
Well, she stopped, and I was banging the cymbal.
So you made her feel less than human. Shane, she was doing very well. What song were you doing?
I don't know. One of the
Testify
long
by Rage Against the Machine, and she did fine.
Well, she can see.
Whatever. But that was the thing. She got bored.
Yeah,
because essentially all she's doing is waiting for candy-colored notes to drop.
Oh, yeah.
Without the music, it's extremely boring. I couldn't play Patapon for more than, 10 seconds without losing interest.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I was playing it on a plane, I couldn't hear a damn thing, even with the headphones. It's like,
oh, even
fuck
when you can't
this.
Hear. Even when you can't hear.
Patapon!
That's a really good impression. Who let me borrow Patapon?
Tyler Nagata. Oh. I didn't know if anyone owned a PSP in this room.
Was breathless. Tyler Nagata, who also wrote this week's Top 7.
Jumping into it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm trying to get out of here. We have a lot of Christmas stuff planned. We'll get into that later in the break. Gotta stop talking like that, but it's so much fun.
Please stop.
All right. Top 7. What was the exact title?
Games You Don't Want for Christmas, a sequel to Tyler Nagata's very popular Top 7 last year. But maybe you didn't notice, there's a Christmas every year. So every year there will be new games you don't want.
But you also notice he doesn't specify Hanukkah or Kwanzaa because you should be happy for what you get.
I think there's only Christmas. I'm sorry, this is America. I'm sorry.
Elston gets it.
There's only one holiday. There are only degrees of Christmas.
But the top seven, this is, there was a lump of coal angle last time. This year, it appears to be upset babies. Upset babies, which is also the theme of Wii's holiday release roster.
Yes. How would you like your baby? I like them dead. I like them creepy and screaming. Here's a game for you.
That's right.
You want it extra creepy or just regular creepy?
I like them dangling from my earlobes. 3 months premature. But I can't get
those
in trouble.
Those are some pretty big earrings.
Yeah, I just had new gauges put in. Anyway, top seven.
Number seven, game you don't want. What's funny about this entire article is...
You should forward this to your parents, because I think the overlying theme is that this is stuff well-meaning parents will get their kids thinking they'll like it.
Possibly, yeah. It's also... Konami seems to show up on this list more than isn't there.
Yeah, wow, they do get pounded, don't they?
Castlevania Judgment, number seven, which, another thing, we've kind of bashed most of the games on this list to hell already.
Yes.
In the previous 31 podcast.
Castlevania
Judgment, as we mentioned already, just completely misses the point and reskins characters who were well-defined and had dignity to them, despite, you know, always appearing very effeminate. And
I believe Tyler wrote, icky and overly emo.
They are way emo.
I think you could say it misses the point of pretty much everything it tries to hit. It misses the point of Castlevania. It misses the point of fighting games. It misses the point of Wii controls.
Yeah, it's like trying to be a Power Stone game with no layers. I played it for two hours. I played it for 2 hours like a month ago because I was thinking maybe I'll review this. Nope, no time.
No.
Funny that.
And the Wii controls suck. They're horrible. They're it's to me almost.
No.
I know. Really, you're gonna have to go with me on this. And then it says, "Oh, you can use a GameCube controller and completely bypass the point of the system, but it sucks with a GameCube controller too because the fighting engine just isn't fun." And I love Castlevania. The moment they announce this, any excuse you want, I want to see Trevor and Richter and Simon fight. And it's just horrible.
It's just one of those franchises I have more of an attachment to the style of the game. Not, I don't care about the characters, like, in the slightest.
Yeah, I do.
Calling me crazy?
I can't.
Okay. But what I think this is a well-meaning mother who knows her child well. Like, you like Castlevania. I think this is a legitimate danger in this game being purchased for some kid and ruining his Christmas. I bet this will be like that Ninja Gaiden difficulty debacle. They'll have a sign up at GameStop: "Will not accept any Castlevania judgments." It's a giant stack about to topple over on the minimum wage workers. Okay, we'll move on to the next one. And this I just took another look at Rock Revolution.
Ooh. Another Konami game.
Which is kind of neither. I don't know if anybody put that up.
This is just so sad because, I mean, Konami, as we've discussed before, practically invented this genre.
Yeah.
And yet they came later than everyone else and they suck at it. And they actually went so far as, I think they tried to sue MTV Games.
Yeah.
Because the
guitar makers.
I don't know if they actually went forward with a lawsuit, but I know that there was a legal threat saying, "Hey, you ripped us off here.
We're the only people who can make plastic guitars." What?
Yeah.
I have one on a keychain. There's nothing you can do about it.
And we're threatening legal action well over a year after the fact, after you've made all your money.
That's right. I'm going to sue Slobs of Gaming for coming up with list features. Those were ours.
Game is just the. Again, we've mentioned this so many. We beat this game to hell so many times.
Oh, it sucks.
I wonder if Rock Revolution waited to release its cover art until it figured out what Rock Band 2 was doing, because it's very similar, and to me that looks designed. Please confuse us with the game your kid wants.
It's so like. Well, we're shipping incomplete. There's no vocals. You can't sing. We're going to use a vertically scrolling, very confusing, does not line up with the drum kit in front of your face setup.
It does look like an older form of Guitar Hero that never existed.
It looks like the game that they would have made in like 2002, and then Harmonix would have been like, "You know what works better? Everything."
Yeah, it looks like Guitar Freaks, yeah?
Yeah. Which is like, this worked when we didn't have anything to compare it to. And now that we do, you totally ignored what did work and decided to continue your revolution.
The box is kind of weird, too, in that, like, nobody's actually facing the viewer, and you can barely tell what the guitarist is.
Yeah.
It's just, like, this guy, this drummer who's facing away wearing a cowboy hat, and then there's, like, sort of a blue shape with a guitar.
I think he's Klingon.
The next one is even worse, and again, this is definitely looks in, like, "Oh, my kid loves Dragon Ball Z. He'll love Infinite World."
Yeah, I actually had to do a, like...
Dyke?
One of those.
Fred Elston had to do a dyke.
Like, oh, just for this game, it was really not worth it. I do like the bare-chested baby screaming at it, though.
Yes.
Article. I had to do one of those interviews where you email a bunch of questions off to the developer, and because it's a Japanese developer, it comes back. It's so just Englishy and no humor. Yes. And so at the end, I'm asking all these questions like, "So, what do you have in the way of new modes?" And then I try to ask serious questions like, "Why'd you call it Infinite World when you don't really do anything but fight each other?" And they're like, "Well, you see, it has a broad range of story mode." Not interesting. And then the last question, I'm like,
"Look at that Sahara level. You can barely see where it ends." We're going to fight over it.
I asked, if you... if you were to throw a, if you were to like throw your arms up and summon a screaming fireball powerful enough to destroy the world, what color would it be? And they go, probably blue, because that's what color it is in the show.
That's the color we're contractually obligated to use.
And I was like, okay, end of article.
Yeah, I just want to say I don't think the intended audience here is so much mothers who'll be like, oh, my kid likes Dragon Ball Z. I think it's more screaming little kids who'll be like, Mom! Mom, Dragon Ball! Mom! Mom, can I get this, Mom? Or even better yet, Mom, it's Goku! Goku, Mom! Goku! My Goku!
My spoon!
Tyler made the point that an episode of the show hasn't been made in 12 years.
Yeah.
And I worked at the video store. Shit, I guess that was like 5 years ago. But the day of video cassette would come out with two Dragon Ball Z episodes. Yeah. It's the busiest day everyone.
Yeah.
Would come and buy the hell out of it.
One of my friends, we used to drive an hour because that's how long it took to get to a mall. We would drive an hour to Paducah, Kentucky, and go to a Suncoast.
Paducah,
Kentucky.
Isn't that what Popeye called people he didn't like?
No.
What, Paducah?
No, but Popeye's hometown is Chester, Illinois, not too far from where I live.
Not really? A dated reference.
No.
Strangely enough, nowhere near the sea.
No, it's not. That's what's really weird.
It's where the artist is from.
Yeah.
Okay. Music change the barometer to move on here.
No, but...
Brett's going to keep going. He's a wild man. Go, man.
What were we talking about? I completely...
I believe Dragon Ball Z before he went into Popeye's hometown.
Paducah, the Suncoast. Yeah, we would drive an hour to go to the Suncoast, and he would literally buy, I think they were $20 or $30 for just two episodes on a VHS tape. And once we did it like once a month.
I am so glad that place is out of business. They charged an extra $10 for everything in the world.
Yeah, it was a bad store.
But the only people who did pre-order for DVDs way back in the day. Moving on.
Wait, has anyone seen the trailer for the new movie?
Oh
Dragon
my
Ball
god!
Evolution. It looks like if Mortal Kombat was made today.
Piccolo, and I'm not even a DBZ fan. Looks like the Goomba characters from the Super Mario Brothers movie. It's a lizard creature.
The last image I saw of him, he wasn't green. He was brown. I don't know if they changed that.
He's greenish brown. He's really like the lizard man who's in my MySpace picture, which you can find via myspace.com/talkraider.
Yes, you can.
That's a cool plug, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yay. Number four is Bubble Bobble Double Shot, which
is strange. Does he have a vendetta against Bubble Bobble?
Which sounds like it should have been said by the double dribble guy.
Bubble Bobble Double Shot.
Bubble
Bobble.
It's probably just a really shitty port.
I've asked Carolyn about it. She's kind of a Bubble Bobble expert. She could not stand it.
No, yeah, it's one of those, like, every time they pour Bubble Bobble, it's like they forgot what it was.
I know. It's so simple. I go back and play that game all
the arcade and NES one are perfectly good games even to this day. I download a virtual console, played, still fun. And every time they port it, they're like, you know, it'd be better if you add, no, stop. How about if we just delete a big chunk of code so that an enemy doesn't appear to move the level forward?
They did that from the first sequel on the NES. The Rainbow Islands. Yes, I want an arc refracted light over my enemy instead of trapping him in a bubble and popping it to catch fruit. Maybe I'm dating myself. But that's why we're going to move right on into our next entry!
Date yourself. That's kind of incest.
Date myself. I got it.
Got it?
Hey! Yo, got it. I wrote a badass preview for, which was way too optimistic.
Jumper.
But it was Griffin's story. I was kind of like, well, that's kind of cool. Take a periphery character and give him his own side tale. And
for all
the Jumper, I swear to God, did we not see the trailer for Jumper and like that looks kind of cool?
Yeah, I hoped.
And by the way, this comes from the company Brash, which I believe just. Got swallowed underground by debt.
Wow. It's been happening a lot.
Like something like a year, they lost $100 million. They were that company that was going to invest solely in developing titles based off movies. And I don't care if I say it now. I believe they showed us a game for Clash of the Titans or Hercules, and we couldn't tell. We couldn't.
That's right.
They wanted us like go report. We can't tell you what it is, but you're free to write about it. I'm like, I'm not going to spread hype for your fucking game. Tell me what it is, and. They refused, but I know they were doing a Clash of the Titans
And a Saw, right?
Oh, yeah, they had the Saw game, which I think, you know, just that was the last vestige of the Brash Empire, which is...
It's still being talked about, the game.
The Saw game? Yeah, they recorded all the audio for it, if you care. Would you like to play a game?
Sure. Would you like to play a game? Double bobble, double shot.
Yeah.
Take the nunchuck to open the door.
I sound like a sick Barry White. You should stop talking like that.
Sick Batman.
Oh,
I was going to say, it sounds like Batman.
Batman.
What do I look like? Am I pretty?
Would you like to play a game in hockey pants?
You wanted to prove that I played.
You wanted to prove you were the best at jumpers.
Or if you're looking for achievements, you know, jumper, you get 50 points for like one combo, right?
And a combo is pretty easy considering you can only do one move.
Yes.
One move per side, so you have to keep switching
it's
around.
It's basically walk up to an enemy, push A, 50 points.
And you whoosh, you apparate over to the other side. I recommend it to everybody. You got twos across the board. You can find it right now on store shelves for $4.99 used. I can't recommend it enough. It's a Talk Radar must buy.
Cha-ching! Such a good idea. Such a fun idea, and the
sound effect has to go in.
Yes.
Number two is Hell's Kitchen. That next?
It has a swear word. That's why I don't want it.
Kitchen?
It has Naughty Mouth right in the title.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a game based off the Sleepers movie. Nobody found that funny. Can you wait for me to hit my button? Yes.
I thought they finally made a Daredevil game.
You know what? That works too. Yeah, that failed.
Yeah.
Number one.
Three. We got a third fail to make it the only triple fail ever.
I thought it was just this guy staring at you while flames animated behind him.
Oh!
That probably would have made a better game than what it is.
I need a fail button. Somebody in the forum link me to we need a new fail button.
Yeah.
A new bomb, bad joke. Yeah. Shitty reference, which, oh god. Somebody called me annoying in the forums, and I would like to point out, I just take a lot of really hard swings at humor. Hoping to knock one out of the park. Way more than anybody else. I'm just trying to entertain you. Please don't hurt my feelings again or I will ban you. but the number one on the list, which I had... Number one on the list is...
Homie Rollers.
Rollers.
Which I didn't even realize came out this year.
Oh, yeah. It, after a lengthy delay where they had scheduled a preview for us, and I believe Paul Ryan was the unlucky soul who had to take that appointment. they decided the game wasn't ready, and... signed his appointment, we booked a room, and they showed Paul a movie, a trailer of what the game would look like.
Oh my god.
Wow.
And I had the courtesy of reviewing the movie. I am the second lowest on the Metacritic scale with a 1. It's the lowest score I've ever given anything. Thank you very much.
Yeah?
The lowest score. I've never given a 10, but I have given a 1, and I don't know if you guys can say that.
I don't think I've given anything a 1.
Anything a 1?
3 was a low.
What qualified it as a 1? I'm really good at kart racing games. Durr. Come on. Don't make that phrase. You can't win. It's impossible. The power-ups don't do anything.
You race on the ceiling, right?
All of a sudden, you will just drive up in the air and start driving on the ceiling, and the controls reverse themselves. No, this is not a clever design... design technique. The game is so broken. You get stuck in everything. It's impossible to win. It's pretty racist. There's a story to every character, and since they're already stereotype caricatures, I want to be the best Cholo in the world. Like, well, I tell you what, if you win this race, Cholo, that's the only way you can get. It's the only way to get there, Enrico.
After that, we have a fighting tournament for you to enter.
Yes. Yeah.
If you could find it, Something Awful has a wonderful, like, what was it, like a character guide for this video game? It was a strategy guide.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There is no strategy. Nobody got anywhere in this game. I remember, like, I was at some event, and we all, like, all of a sudden, everybody turned around. You reviewed Homie Rollers? Me too! That game is the worst game I've ever played. Yay!
It's a shared trauma.
I I was looking forward to my first one review, and I knew it within the first couple of hours, and then it became the most daunting thing I've ever done in my life. And I don't even recommend you go read it, because I've always wanted to write a one review, and I still don't think it was funny enough.
I think the lowest I've given is a 4 to Spider-Man 3.
Play it again. You can go ahead and lower the score. I think we're free to do that.
Yeah.
Mm. You played Web of Shirters.
No, although Michael's playing Web of Shadows now.
I am. It's pretty fun. Actually, and this and all the recession talk leads into this. Ask me again how my weekend went.
Oh, can I do that in the game deal segment?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wait for Michael Raparez has some inside skinny.
Well, it's over now. Right now, at this point, it's just bragging.
Yeah, what do you guys want to get into? We're finished with the top 7 pretty early.
Yeah, no.
Let me bring this up. I just want to talk briefly about the, highlight of being in this industry every year is the Spike Video Game Awards.
I still have yet to watch one.
Dude, it was horrifying.
Those get my hopes up that they're going to get it right this year, and then I don't watch it, so...
Well, it was better than previous years, but you also had Jack Black as host, not Will Reed Prompter for Money, Samuel Jackson.
Jack Black's a gamer, though. I mean,
he's a gamer pushing his own game. He had plenty of reason to be there. So, you got to see a Brutal Legend trailer, which looked very rough, but I don't know, it has potential to be something charming, Tim Schafer-y kind of way, right? Mm-hmm. Psychonauts fans in the house, and it had Electric Eye. Oh, Electric Eye by Judas Priest. Get it on the Rock Band. But they also had is this our Super Bowl?
No.
Well, they premiered all these new trailers here.
Yeah, in lieu of nothing, it kind of is. It used to be E3, but now E3 keeps getting weaker and weaker, although they say next year E3 will be big again. We'll see if Nintendo and Sony show up again the size of my hometown.
In one night, they premiered the new God of War 3 trailer, the Dante's Inferno trailer, the Uncharted 2 trailer teaser. But anybody see the Lost GTA 4 Lost and Damned?
I did.
I captured a little sound effect because this is my favorite.
Get my bike!
Where are you?
Sons of Anarchy, next on FX.
It confirmed my suspicion. It really did. Do you guys want to hear the trailer real quick? It's pretty short. Hold on, here we go. The release date is February 17th, 2009. GTA 4, Lost and Damned DLC. 2 months.
We are brothers for life, lost forever. Remember, life is pain, brother, and through this brotherhood, we can give the pain the finger.
Brotherhood.
Didn't they just have Hulk Hogan saying
on this? Can't hear you over the simple terror, man!
Yeah. This brotherhood of humans.
Yeah, let's go get the man.
Ugly bags of mostly water, human.
The visual bit. It seemed like what they were going for in GTA 4 was kind of shat upon by the silliness of this trailer. That's cool. It's only DLC.
They can have a counterpoint to their own.
Exactly. Yeah. Not a hint of Nico. I wanted a Brucey game. I think we all did.
I did.
Alpha.
The thing is, I think at this point, there are so many variables in the whole Nico Bellic thing that introducing even like a new quest into that would be kind of weird because, like, well, do you include these characters and.
It did, but it just seemed like the silly, dare I say, Saints Row-y thing they were trying to get away from.
A little bit. But maybe 4 was an experiment. Maybe they said, you know, we're trying to do something, more serious. And now this is going to be we're just going to cut loose and be ourselves.
It's nice about DLC. It doesn't really have to interfere with the main game, I guess.
Yeah.
It seems like this is what they're doing in spite of like Vice City or San Andreas, because I don't see them pumping out another game like in a year or next year or in 2 years.
They spent so long putting their New York, Liberty City. Sorry, I don't really see them.
No, that's what I mean. I feel like their DLC is just kind of like, this is what we're going to do with it. instead of just pumping out like a Vice City in like a year and a half or something. Like
we're going to use the same city to tell new stories. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I would love a new city though. But they did this week announce a release date for GTA China Wars on the DS. Chinatown Wars. What did I say? China Wars.
China Wars.
Look at this.
GTA China Warrior. You walk in.
Arms in the air, not hitting the gong button. Who's a good boy? Thank you. Yes. Yeah, but that I'll mention real quick before we go into break. IGN kind of leaked some info in their DS wrap-up. I believe they originally stated the system is already launched in Japan, and Nintendo of America slated it for a March 2009 release. And then a couple hours later, that sentence was retracted.
Oh, the DSi?
Yes, about the DSi being released in March 2009 by IGN, which I don't mean to heap more crap on them, but they've leaked stuff before about Nintendo. So it was amended to we'll wait at least until March of 2009 before giving the system the U.S. push it deserves. Yeah, so
it's hard to get excited about that when it's like.
No, when I think Retro Kazumi came out and said, like, we're not going to sell it over in America until we run out of DS Lite stock.
Yeah.
Basically saying, by the time we release it here, you won't need it.
Well, one of the biggest reasons they're doing this is because in Japan, it's almost at saturation point where it's all.
Yeah.
I swear I read that it's almost 1-to-1.
Yeah.
Like the number of DSs that have been sold, it's almost like everyone who's.
Because there's collectors who buy more than one.
Yeah, that's why. It's like, here's a point nothing piece of shit camera that is worse than my cell phone I bought 9 years ago. I don't know. That is some loud-ass rain. We're getting shit
Jesus.
On. I know. I hope you guys can hear that. All right. Well, whatever. We're going to go to break real quick. Hopefully this shit will die down before
we are swept
away
hurt.
In a Wizard of Oz-ass hurricane.
We can't have hurricanes in the bay, can we?
Let me see if I can get close to the window. You guys hear that? Either way, we're going to break. When we get back, we're going to briefly mention some new releases, do a little trivia. We've got
a community segment. We got a great old-school Nintendo quiz, I believe.
Keep listening.
And I'm going to give you a little more information about winning a console, an entire console, in a Talk Radar exclusive contest. So, be there or eat poop.
Talk Radar. It's about to burst with snacky happiness.
I'm going to GamesRadar.com.
Play to win all the time with the kind of cars winners have. Okay, my name's Bruce Kibutz. How do winners roll? I'm talking automotive bling, baby. I'm talking rims made with fake spinning gemstones. I'm talking put your name in classy script on the hood. I'm talking about being original. Just like everyone else who can afford to be. I'm talking about taking a $250,000 sports car designed by world-class engineers and letting a guy from East Hook modify it so it's worth a lot less. That's right, a lot less. That's player style, baby. Because you can. Because you're different. Brucey's Executive Lifestyle Autos. Visit us on the web at brucey'sexecutivelifestyleautos.com. Be genetically different, baby.
Immortal Sheets.
Go ahead, give us one more.
Shitty Evening.
Fred is using his random word generator. All right, one more. They're funny. Go ahead.
Black Homo Boot. I don't think you got Okay.
All right.
How about Rapid Chocolate Ball?
Rapid Chocolate Ball. I'd find it still sounds like another prison term.
Stupid Robot, Twin Hetero, twice in
a row. All right. I want to burn through this.
How about Mrs. Nonstop?
I want to burn through this. Also at the VGA Awards last night, there was an awful, awful appearance by Coltrane. live on camera, which they didn't bother to voice to the mouth animations. He also introduced the new Gears of War 2 maps. And I only wanted to point it out just because the dramatic music does not fit Mr. Train's voiceover. And whoever does the voice, I've met him, he's a nice guy. But, all right, listen to this real quick. Very serious, right? Very serious. And then Coltrane comes in.
Damn! Look at all that juice!
It's not, water. It's,
so many jokes.
This is a battlefield with moving borders, and the emotion is creeping up quick. So get on in there, head for high ground, and show your opponents who's boss.
Yes. Now, you could have made a Tupac movie reference.
No, I couldn't.
No, man. No, apparently. Yeah. They played Street Fighter as a metaphor to the whole movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's the last scene in the movie. One beats the other Street Fighter.
Oh, I've seen Juice.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
A little more Coltrane.
Watch your back, because the fight in Gold Rush goes down on a drilling platform. Vertical action and a whole lot of crossfire are thrown into the mix.
Oh, whatever. So shut up.
Oh, come on.
My parents, but fog them.
Fog them.
I like how, I think the lesson to take from that is Coltrane, much like Batman, should not speak more than a sentence at a time. Because after a while, it sounds like he's in a cereal commercial with 40 vitamins and 4 kinds of delicious cheese.
We played Grains of Boar last week.
Yeah, but that literally sounds like...
Then you have to hear the rest of the last part.
In fuel station, it's go time. You got to secure the facilities or pack up and go home. Raise the group, you want to fight smart. The top of the building.
Raise the rope, dog.
Is that even English?
Yes. No. Oh, gosh. We are on dangerous territory.
Are we?
Yes, we are. We How's are.
That?
Because we've been offending a lot of people with alleged racism.
Are we?
No, I'm just going to skirt over all this. Especially if Eric has to listen to it. But yeah, we have new releases this week.
Right.
No, but I just wanted to burn those off because I, hate capturing stuff I don't use.
Yeah.
It will not be relevant next week. But going straight into new releases, good God. It's good for me and the podcast because it looks like days are getting pretty light from here on out. New releases this week. The biggest game is an arcade game. Tekken 6. Bloodline Rebellion.
That's what it's called?
Apparently. Tekken 6 Blood... that's way too many syllables for the end of a fighting game. Tekken. Mm-hmm. It always rolled off the tongue. Like gonorrhea.
It rolls off the thighs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exact number of syllables that Dark Resurrection had, though.
Yeah, but I didn't play that. Did you play Dark Resurrection?
I did!
I reviewed
that. That means I win.
All right.
Excellent game. One of the few PSP games I was actually impressed with.
Yeah, that was really good.
PSP?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it looks fantastic.
On the PSP?
Yeah.
Huh.
Really smooth, excellent soundtrack, which I bought.
What color my surprise?
Well, damn, aren't they?
Thank you. Everybody loves a good Don Knotts impression. New releases, though, but the second biggest game, Rise of the Argonauts.
That came out?
No, it's supposed to be coming out on the 16th. Rock Band 2, Wii and PS2. Enjoy your old system, people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Because Nintendo Power reviewed that like 2 issues ago.
I think the consensus is that these people will buy anything.
Yeah.
Oh, we bring it a little late. What's the deal? Rock Band is actually offering DLC on the Wii? Like, how is that possible?
SD cards.
Fine. And the best, and I had this written down wrong.
Which also, to conveniently timed with that, Nintendo actually licensed a 2-gig SD card to some company, maybe SanDisk, I can't remember. We got one in the office, and while very nice, it's very large size, and I mean, that's perfect for Wii. The fact they officially licensed a very large card right when they're like, we don't have a hard drive solution for you guys, sorry, here's a 2-gig piece of shit.
You can
card.
Download these games over and over again. I mean,
God. It's like, all it would take
is your experience. What?
It's not like it takes forever and you have to sit there and watch Mario bounce on coin blocks.
It's Soviet Russia. Experience uses you.
All it would take.
I'll allow it.
I was going to say, the only thing that would keep, or the one thing that would keep us from complaining about this thing, is if Nintendo were to release a patch that just lets us use the SD card like seamlessly with the rest of the system memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of having to delete, copy, and then copy back if we want to use something, which most of us are never going to do.
Just even in the Office Wii, which all I wanted to do was play Animal Crossing, like for a feature a couple of weeks ago. Thank you very much, asshole. And it's like you have to clear 200 blocks of memory, and then I look at what's taking up all that space, and every save is like one block.
What it.
Four blocks. It was like the internet channel was taking up 150 or something like that. Like, okay, delete the internet, I guess. And
I think you could do without it now. I think I'm okay with that. For a while, it was the way I was watching
Battlestar
on all those Flash sites. Yeah, you could watch it via your Wii, but I have a PS3 now, and that kind
of helps. I did try using PS3 browser, which allegedly could watch Flash properly. I tried watching like The Daily Show on it. Wouldn't load.
Yeah, no, it's not... Definitely is not compatible, but remember, Rob, the Paytom official muckety muck, said there's some kind of patch you can get to
jerk off? What is that?
Oh, that is not what I was doing. I was not doing a fat. I was Link running through water, just so the bosses know.
Yes, I got it.
Over and over again. Look at him go! Link, he'll save the town.
Which town is it?
I don't
know. The town of masturbation.
It was the song. That was the whatever.
Link, he's come to town.
There you go.
Save the princess Zelda.
Do it, Shane. Fallout 3 getting trophies this week. Kind of cool, right?
Who cares?
Sorry, people play Fallout.
PS3 owners care.
Yeah.
There were people who were like, no trophies, no purchase.
I'm a PS3 owner.
You have to play Fallout
first,
Brett.
You're a PS3 owner who plays primarily on the Xbox 360, so what you care about is achievements.
I think it's a good bone. Most people don't do that in a DLC. That's pretty
Why wasn't it there to start with is my problem.
Because I think because they can't require it, and they don't bother. So.
But if they don't care or bother, then why add it? Like, I don't know. It just seems weird to go,
I'm pretty sure. I don't think people... Obviously, by looking at something like Avatar, people don't like to... It's kind of a pain in the ass to add achievements. All kids' games just don't give a... They don't give a fuck. Kids' games will do whatever they want with the achievements. You complete the whole game. You get 1,000,000 points. The cap is at 1,000. I don't care. I'm open season.
3,000.
But... Trophies are few and far between, especially with existing games. Like, Uncharted was one of the only people to do it, and Burnout, and Fallout 3 is fucking... Fallout 3 is huge.
Yeah.
Good for that. Good for them for getting... I'll still be playing on 360 for achievements where it matters. But
all that adds up to nothing.
If you don't have the option, I'm sure you'll love showing off your Fallout 3 trophies in Home, which did it, who downloaded Home this week?
I did.
Shane did.
Every time I tried to connect, it said, oh, there's been an error. You can't connect.
Oh, I had the luxury of playing during work hours. That was amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Friday, I wasn't here. So I downloaded it then. And wow. Yeah. It immediately connected, downloaded all of it. And I don't know. With NXE, I came into the office and I didn't download it the first night it was out. And everyone had created their avatar to look just like them. And I said, fuck that. So I went home and I
made... You said what?
And okay. I made a black midget with a bling and a wonderful hipster hat. So I wanted to replicate that for Home. So I created a slightly overweight man with a red Fu Manchu and red Elvis hair. And I chose the darkest setting for his skin tone. I don't think anybody on this planet has that skin tone. And... In all honesty, it was just like the darkest thing I could find.
So Shane made somebody so black they bend time.
I wanted to choose what I felt who I was on the inside. So immediately I was greeted with boredom because Home sucks. And so in running around trying to figure out what to do, I found out I could move a chair in my apartment places. And then I wanted to go outside, which I had to download. I had to download the outside. Did that, went outside, and with nothing to do, I just went into the theater and I was like, all right, let's do this theater. And I saw a loading screen in the theater, and I would see the text on the side, and people were saying, Finding Nemo! And exclamation points, like, oh, sweet.
So Finding Nemo is supposed to be playing for free in this theater.
Yes. Allegedly. I don't know.
Allegedly.
Oh, I'm getting there.
No, I'm just curious. I did not get to the theater. I only played the beta.
Probably. I don't know.
Beta. It's the open beta. They just open it up to everyone.
So there's a bunch of rubes that are sitting in the seats in this theater, and I guess just watching Finding Nemo from their home seats on the PS3, which is still baffling to me, that whole
beautiful
idea.
Mono sound and flash.
And I guess, you know, it's the whole like experience of like chatting with people, and you get the little bubbles that come up. But people hated that, and they were saying, you know, stop talking. We don't want to
see that. I love that, because they would pop up.
Stop talking in the theater.
Yeah, they would pop up in front of the movie screen for most people, right?
Right. So I'm standing with like five other people, and I just start dancing because I'm really bored and I'm waiting for the movie to load. So I'm just doing the Running Man, and I'm just waiting. And what loads is the Twilight trailer. And I'm like, oh, this sucks, but maybe that's a trailer for the movie. So I'm still going. I'm dancing in front of people. And then the accompanying Twilight music video starts with the really pap rock. That's very...
Evanescence?
It was very close to Bring Me to Life.
Oobastank.
It was so terrible. And so I was like, well, this sucks. Shit. So I just keep going. And people are commenting. They're now typing, sit the F down. Sit down. I hate you. Stop this. And I walk closer to them, to the people in the front row, and I start doing the Cabbage Patch. And then I'm like, okay, maybe after the music video, after this whole advertisement, Finding Nemo is going to start. What happens is the Twilight trailer restarts.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so people are now, sit the F down, and they start typing, Finding Nemo, yeah! And I'm like, where? So I just type, Eraserhead! Exclamation point. Like, maybe I'm watching a better movie. Or, no, I love both movies, but maybe I'm watching a completely different movie. And people keep saying, sit down, stop this. And I just type, look at me go! And there's nothing fun to do in home. That's what
grief. So were they actually watching Finding Nemo? Was it loaded for them?
We don't know. We have no idea.
I think they were all watching Finding Nemo but me, and that sucks.
We were kind of promised that ability, but I know, you know, they're not going to let us watch Finding Nemo for free.
Why were they all saying that?
But what if they all had the disc? They made an arrangement to have the disc loaded in their drive. I think the thing was, because 360 should have that ability too. If you're watching the same... The Blu-rays have that already. If you're watching the same movie, you can watch it with somebody else.
Yeah, the BD Live stuff.
But you have to... There's no car sharing here. You have to have the fucking...
Right.
You have to have the same movie.
The way people were saying, Finding Nemo! Exclamation point makes me think that no one loaded it into their own system. And just like, oh, look, it's the movie I put in.
Well, it's also you're typing in with the X key.
Yeah.
Like you're sending an awful text message with no fingers.
Yeah.
Home. Oh,
I
goodness.
Had a terrible experience. Well, actually, it was fun, but...
The best thing about home is hurting people's feelings.
That was so fun.
Or just what we did a couple weeks ago, we made the ugliest, most walrus-like avatar we could, and then just had him do this... what was the dance? It was like a salsa dance.
The chunky salsa.
The chunky salsa.
And it just looked like he was just sort of staggering back and forth in place, and people kept coming up and trying to interact with him, and just kept dancing and just watching what they did.
Which you had... Somebody did it on the YouTubes, but remember, I was doing that avatar feature. So I'm Paris Hilton, and I showed Brett the video just in fast motion. You can see men run up to me from across the map. Hey!
Are you a lady?
And then I don't have a keyboard, so all I can do is like throw them thumbs down or get away from me, sir. And like rejecting people as a woman, I get it now. I see how it's fun. It never got old because I was doing this for work, and I was plenty of women. Whoopi Goldberg, my fat Whoopi Goldberg with short hair and Bootsy Collins glasses, just rejecting men outright over and over and over again. So much fun. And like some guy, there's a YouTube video, I forget what it's called. He dresses up like a beautiful woman and he's dancing and there's like eight guys surrounding him. And then he just opens up his chat and types in all caps, "It's a trap." And then boom, wardrobe, and switches to almost an exact replica of your big, fat, chunk guy and turns into him dancing, and to watch the guy scamper with their dicks between their legs.
So funny. Yeah, my friend Claire, she said that people were just immediately coming up and adding her as a friend just because she was a chick. But so basically, if anyone out there sees me on PSN and I'm running alongside of you and running through you and into you and everything, I don't want to chat with you. I'm just trying to irritate you.
I'll say this. I think there's potential for home. It will never have the chance to reach it. Never.
I like the Penny Arcade made the point that, like, why did they kind of take the concept of scarcity and put it in this world? Like, why can only one person play an arcade machine at a time? Why can only one person play in a bowling lane? And why, you know, why do you only get like a one bedroom apartment or a one room apartment with just like a bunch of minimalist furniture? Like,
yeah,
why don't they just give you a huge house full of cool stuff?
I accidentally deleted a table, and I was really sad. I was like, oh no, now I have very little furniture now.
Are they charging for furniture and clothing yet?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
And if they are,
that is just a damn disgrace. I am really not looking forward to that. I swear to God, I'll start hurling batteries at the Sony office if the second they start charging for clothing. But you look like you wanted to get on to something.
Yeah, we've just been talking about home for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Lowest user base.
Hold on, Lord Elston. Let's see if we can find something you're interested
in. Yeah, so let's ignore the PS3. What's going on the 360?
NES quotes, we'll suck them back in the conversation.
Yes.
It's at least entertaining.
Load up something 8-bit.
People want to know about home.
Do they?
Yes. What do you think my article did well? It was the only thing that showed the avatars in home. It wasn't a great article.
Yeah, well, I thought it was.
It was the only thing that there was no other article. For some reason, nobody thought to take pictures of the avatars you can make at home.
I know. That's why it did good.
Fine. Do you want to do the trivia? How many have you written down, Shane?
I wrote down 10 out of 50.
Sweet. That's great. That's great. Oh, we've been putting this on the back burner for a while, but you know what? It's time to test our Muffa metal. Who is the king of... Is it NES trivia?
Yes.
NES trivia. Are these quotes?
50 NES quotes every gamer should know.
50 NES quotes every gamer should know. I think... Did you have 50 games when the NES was popular, you think? Probably into the SNES.
I probably had like 20, 30 games by the end of its lifespan.
How should every gamer know?
Well, you rented a lot of games then, too.
Oh, yeah.
That is damn true. Yo Noid over and over and over
again. Cool G.I. Joe the Atlantis Factor.
Is that a real game?
Yes.
Atlantis Factor.
Plus Nintendo Power.
Yeah. I have no faith in humanity. All these words.
This language.
What do we got? Well, we're going to have Quizmaster Shane Patterson.
Yes!
Yes.
What a horrible noise.
combating accents. No origin.
I wrote down 10 of these quotes. Some of them are kind of easy to warm up.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll just... some of them are just weird. Brett will probably know all of them.
You might not.
All right. Let's get into this. Let's start out with something easy. It's a secret to everybody.
Zelda.
It's easy. Yes.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Monster Party. It was Monster Party.
All right,
specifically Monster Party.
Monster Party.
Monster Party.
Number two. Ouch. What do you do?
Goonies 2.
Ah, oh, god damn.
Right. Yeah. This one's also pretty popular. I feel asleep.
Metal Gears!
Okay, now.
Ah, I love that one.
I'm invincible.
Point is Blob.
No.
Boris and GoldenEye.
I was going to say GoldenEye is the only thing I know.
that was a great NES game.
No, I'm Invincible is Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. The arcade little brain floating around. I'm Invincible.
Right, the I'm Invincible.
Next one. Bernard, don't be a tuna head.
That would be Maniac Mansion.
Correct. All right. We should all know this. I drink to prepare for a fight. Tonight, I am very prepared. Chris.
Pit Fighter.
No, Punch Out.
Oh.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Luda Popinski.
Next one. Just a Girl. Get out of here.
Just a Girl. Get out of Ninja Gaiden.
Yep. That was Ryu and Ninja Gaiden. 8 women. All right. See your face upon the clean water. How dirty. Come, wash your face.
Final Fantasy.
Yep.
Jesus.
Okay, hold on. there's some English. I need to pronounce this correctly. Conglateration. You have completed a great game and proved, with two O's, the justice of our culture. Now go and rest, our heroes.
Pro wrestling.
Nope.
Cardio. Not a legend. I don't know.
I remember this one. It's like, it's based
Romance
on...
Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
It's based on an American movie, I think.
It's not Back to the Future, is it?
Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk. No! The answer is Ghostbusters.
Whoa!
Prove the justice of our culture. Ghostbusters!
For great our culture justice. Of ghostbusting.
And now the 10th one. Pay me for the door repair charge.
Zelda.
Yep.
Again.
Cyclical.
Cyclical. I lost.
I think you did too. Yeah. Just Google this 50 NES quotes every gamer should know. It's pretty funny. It's pretty cool.
Oh, it's
there's
old,
like
baby.
Six I think better from Zelda. There's a lot.
All right. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk. I'm going to give you guys some game deals again. Michael, I believe, has been sitting on a big fat Horton egg of
shit ton
game
what,
deals.
What was the? You sent an email. What was the analogy? Like an ape? What was the analogy?
I think it was something about a mad ape of soulless consumerism.
That
I'm still drunk on this whole thing, like a mad ape of soulless consumerism. I believe was the exact phrase.
I picture a gorilla like moving through a circuit city, just like taking them all, and then like puffing his chest up, like you can't have any.
That's with pretty the much giant what my wall. Experience was.
Michael said, "Send me a message. Blank will be 70% off games tomorrow. All caps." Devour them.
Yeah. I remember reading that and I was like,
beast! And we get back, we'll tell you what he's talking about.
The iTunes reviews are in.
Wishart says,
a wonderfully pungent gaming cluster shard.
Kyrian BC says,
spawned from the heavens, absolute brilliance on so many levels.
Melzul says,
pants crappingly hilarious.
And GameDad says,
the constant belching and F-bombs make the podcast feel immature.
Get over here!
Talk Radar for the win.
Four colored blocks like a T or a box come down like falling bricks. You can place them in rows, but everybody knows that they made this game for chicks. Mom just loves to flip and stack.
Flip and stack.
Grandma says this shit is like crack.
Well, it is.
This is the game girls deserve. There is no learning curve, which makes it great for noobs. It will fill you with glee, especially if you have a vag and boobs.
Hey!
Your mom loves it, mine does too.
Mine does too.
Call me sexist, bitch, it's still true. Just kidding about the bitch part. Deep in the girl's dainty brain, there's a spot near the vein,
right here,
which regulates their bliss.
The T-spot.
Once they see falling blocks, the T-spot unlocks, and they start to sing like this.
Sing!
La la!
A trick I have learned to avoid getting burned when you piss off your chick.
I'm so mad.
If you sing this on key immediately, she'll forget that you're a dick.
Try it.
La la la.
I'm still
la,
mad.
La la la.
Is that the Tetris song?
La la la.
I love Tetris.
La la la.
I'm happy now.
Tetris helps when chicks want to neuter us.
Snip, snip, snip.
If you love it, you probably have a uterus.
Mom and Dad went to a show.
They dropped me off at Grandpa Joe's. I kicked and screamed, so please go. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home.
Welcome back, Love Muffins. We are coming into this not with Rockman DLC. Why? For the first time in a long time, use Guitar Hero DLC over Rockman DLC. Rockman DLC, yeah, that's right.
Rockman Guitar Hero DLC over Rockman DLC.
Because this week, Rockman is all country.
Oh, it's the country
week. Talking Brooks and Dunn, Brad Paisley, Podunk.
I love. Did you happen to write down the names of the songs?
I can find them.
Because the names of the songs are exactly what you'd expect from a trio of country songs.
They were kind of like, let's
Hillbilly Deluxe.
It was a bunch of rock fans picking. Well, what's the most hillbilly thing we could possibly pick?
Sin Wagon. Hillbilly Deluxe.
Young Country. And why don't they have Chattahoochee
by that? She gone country.
She gone country.
Oh, don't talk bad about Alan Jackson, son.
Hey, man, I never talk bad about you.
Anything country 1993, 1994, I listen to.
Oh, man.
And
hey,
the thunder rolls.
Hey, you're preaching the converted, man. I listen to...
And the lightning...
No, we have... wow. Free and Easy, parentheses, Down the Road I Go by Dierks Bentley. Gunpowder and Lead by Miranda Lambert. Hillbilly Deluxe by Brooks and motherfucking Dunn. Not to be trifled with. I believe the old saying goes, Brooks and Dunn ain't nothing to fuck with. Brooks and Dunn. Mud on the Tires.
There it is.
By Brad Paisley, which is not that country. It actually sounds like a quilt. And a Sin Wagon by the Dixie Chicks.
I think it's the Hey Sluts.
I don't know. I think it was that album burned at the behest of Toby Keith.
I think it was the President Bush Haters.
Yes, that's who it was.
Yes.
But no. We had to play Nirvana Sliver because that's what's coming on Rock Band. Wow, Guitar Hero, have they ever looked better?
Mm.
No answer from everybody. We are going.
I have no opinion on either. So,
come on. Do you want Nirvana or Brad Paisley?
I think I'd enjoy the Brad Paisley more out of irony.
No, you would attempt to, but then you hear bear, 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 and then you would be like, no, I prefer...
You don't know me.
Yeah. All right, yes,
it
I do.
It would be completely unironic.
And I've listened to most of your iTunes list, and none of
well,
it...
Well, I don't own any country, but there's a period...
Well, it's not an 8-bit NES song or remix, so I think you'd be disappointed.
There's a period of, like, 2 years where my mother drove me to school, and the only music I heard was the country in her car.
Period. I think it was literally a period, like 7.
What?
Period. You know, it wasn't funny.
I get it. Like school.
No, back. Let's go back to where I was funny. Remember that, guys?
Oh, God.
No.
Look at this, guys. Remember Bone Soir in Duke of Party?
Let's try and briefly 10 disappointing games. Were you mad about it?
No.
No?
But there's like 3 where I'm like, eh.
Before you go into the deals in the community segment, Wired top 10. Top 10?
Top 10
disappointing
most disappointing
games of 2008.
Correct. Yeah, so Wired put up this list. And
it seemed like they got the biggest curmudgeon they had on staff. It's not Kohler, right?
It is Kohler. It is. Well, and it's a couple
everyone
other people
wrote
as
like
well,
a little thing about it. Yeah.
Everyone contributed.
It was kind of like everybody just lists the game you hate that everybody else seems to like.
And these weren't the worst games of 2008. They obviously just say they didn't live up to the promises. Stuff like that.
They're games that were heavily hyped and then were kind of
Example number 10, Age of Conan. Does anyone care?
The MMO on the PC.
We're not PC guys. Okay. PC guys were very excited about that.
I'm not so much a PC guy. I'm probably more of a PC guy than you guys are, but prior to its release, I remember that one was being hyped as like, oh no, this completely revolutionizes combat. It's not just a bunch of boxes running up to other boxes and going through slashing animations. It's totally different.
My friends are approaching the 30s and very rarely ask me about any game. And it was Mega Man 9 and Age of Conan. That's all they wanted to know about.
Well, I'm glad it turned out to be shitty.
Yeah,
I'm glad I played it. I don't know.
So goes that dream.
Combat actually happened, but whatever. Who cares?
I heard Lich King just killed it. There's nobody there.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, yeah. I heard Lich King killed everything on the PC.
Yeah.
I hear Lich King killed PC gaming.
I hear Lich King.
Echoing into your bottle.
With a big, shiny unicorn.
Number nine is Tom Clancy's N-War, which I don't. Despite all the Comedy Central advertising saying it was going to be great, it didn't look that stupendous.
Well, if you can't trust Comedy Central advertising, then
I forget Ubisoft bought like everything on that.
Our own Rabbit said that like it's actually a really great game if you actually get around to playing it, which it looks like a lot of people aren't doing. So you can pick it up discount and find out for yourself. Okay, our own Rabbit seems to give it an endorsement. That's good enough for me to not play it. just kidding, Rabbit. What's number eight?
Too Human.
Never mind. Totally behind that.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where, of course, it didn't.
Yeah, I don't want to dogpile on Too Human, but Jesus Christ. Like, I played it only to talk about it on the podcast, and by the time I was done with it, I felt bad.
What a boring mess.
Yeah.
Ugly, too.
Just horrifying. Just after Dayak, just like, it was beyond PR. Like, just put his soul out there. Really, really thought, like, chased it as his white whale.
You really got to kind of wonder. It's like, what is the game like in his eyes? Like, when he sits down and plays it, what does he see?
I think it is that that Forrest Gump IQ child who he thinks can do just about anything.
Wow.
Okay, we'll go on to the next one.
Seven is Stalker Clear Sky for the PC, which my friend actually liked a little bit better than the...
You like the Stalker, right, Michael?
Yeah, you know, I didn't play Clear Sky, but I played the first one, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, very pretty.
But then Fallout 3 came out, and I stopped caring about it.
Which I believe there's no reason. That's pretty universal with console and PC gamers. Mm. Yes, if something's going to be ignored, it's probably going to be Stalker.
Well, they cite that the first Stalker, part of its appeal was that you had to explore the world, but the new one has a GPS feature or something that just tells you what's up.
I don't... Somebody posted in the forums. I don't know. Why wasn't that post ported to consoles?
Stalker?
Yeah, it's been long enough, right?
I don't think that's the only factor in whether or not a game gets ported to consoles.
It is.
It's like, has it been long enough? Okay, it's ported to consoles now.
Well, it's kind of akin it's kind of akin to Elder Scrolls.
It always is. I know Crysis, there's exclusivity deals out the anus, but everything else is going to get ported over to consoles. Maybe not some Blizzard stuff.
I think Stalker is a little bit more under the radar, under the budget radar for
you think so?
Console manufacturers.
That would make sense. Now I'm in line with you. I believe I can see budgets keeping it from.
Yeah, it's a smaller developer unless
it was already over budget as a PC game, from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Moving on, number six.
Number six is Mirror's Edge, and this is where I start to take a little issue.
Point out something like to have it as number six on the most disappointing games implies that. It's at number six. It's almost at the halfway point of the most disappointing of the year.
Yeah.
Anything on this list to me implies like a great setback or something critically flawed with the game, whereas Mirror's Edge, I cannot say that. Yes, I died over and over, but I used to die over and over in every single game I played. At least it was interesting and it was something new.
Don't make me bring up Amagon.
I won't. I really won't.
Please.
I don't know. It's a game that gets picked on for, the level design is strange, but that's because none of us are accustomed to it at all. So what do you think is going to happen? If you got it immediately, would the game have been half as interesting?
Yeah.
I wanted to fuck up and die over and over again.
Yeah. So we've never played this before, and then it kind of ends with, and we can't wait to play the expansion pack and inevitable sequel. Can't wait.
I love it, but man, what a disappointing mess. All right. I don't want to harp on people's opinions because that's all it is opinions.
Mm. Yeah. And then number five goes into Dead Space. Which
really?
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to assume that's going to show up on a lot of best action game of the year lists.
It's my. I haven't played Fallout 2 or Fallout 3 yet, but it's my favorite game of the year.
Really?
Thus far.
Number four. With Dead Space?
Number four.
Prince of Persia. And I take somewhat of an issue with this because while Chris Kohler, who we all know, good man, is. Don't give me that look. You're looking at me.
I'm not looking at it. I don't give a fuck who wrote it. It's just I know why it was written like this. It's kind of like everything that was enjoying some kind of praise and success at the time that one person
as they get to the top of the list, it becomes less and less, you know, something like Age of Conan. It just becomes like almost intentionally incendiary where it's
this
like
I didn't have a problem with fucking Devil May Cry 4 or Secret Service or or something
but the, you know, the reasons they cite, you know, specifically him, he cites, you know, and I can't disagree with any of the points he makes that yes, the game does kind of play itself. It is impossible to die. You literally cannot die. There are moments, like the first 10 minutes of the game, where you're kind of punished for trying to play it as if it were a game, because the prince has all these canned animations that just go, and if you push a button at any point in these things, he will jump, and of course you're going to die, which kind of makes it seem like they added the Be Rescued Anywhere to make up for the shitty controls. But I don't know, for some reason I'm able to look past that, because the sense of the scope of that adventure is so large, and the battles are fun, and yes, while it is not there's not as much gameplay as, say, Sands of Time, which I can't corroborate having not played it, but I thought it was a great game. Like, I can easily acknowledge these faults, but to put it that high on a disappointing games list, again, if you're going to put something in the top five disappointing games,
I know, but we've
that to me just seems like unplayable mess to me.
We've all worked here long enough to know we can find flaws in anything, especially if we need to get a feature out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
My problem is it's like my least favorite part about everything I do condensed into one article on Wired.
Yeah, just to like, we need a list to get a bunch of hits, which we are not immune to.
We're not above
doing that as well. So, you know, a taste of our own medicine.
We get to reside with the rest of gaming and be infuriated over the article.
No, I was just going to say, I really like the game. The platforming is really simplistic, but it's really satisfying. And I think my biggest gripe with it was that you can't die during the fights at all.
Yeah.
Like you get cornered and you have an option to press a button. You hit the button, you survive. You miss the button, Elika steps in and saves you, and you survive. So what's the difference?
There's no way to lose.
Yeah, you don't even suffer a penalty for not hitting the button.
I don't know. It's very strange to play a game where there's no possible way to lose. It is weird, but it's almost a novelty to me. To me, it's almost liberating where I don't have to worry about save points, checkpoints. I don't want every game to do this. By no means do I want this to become the standard. But just for the sake of enjoying a world and enjoying the mythology that they've created, I'm fine with it. For one series to become that, I'm fine.
They could have made an environment where that's appropriate, and I haven't heard anything but that. Everybody has enjoyed their time with Prince of Persia.
Yeah. I'll agree, there's plenty to critique. There is, but I don't know. For some reason, I'm willing to let all that go.
We're critics. Go
for it. Number three, Mario Kart Wii. On the other hand, I completely agree with. I pretty much hated absolutely everything about that game. Just the same thing again, and we added stuff that doesn't work. The online was completely broken. I don't want motorcycles in my Mario Kart.
Oh, man. I just remember looking at that Nintendo Power cover with, was it Luigi or Mario on the motorcycle? And I was just like, see this? This is stupid.
It was Mario doing a wheeling, and you opened up a magazine like, this is stupid.
It was the most... The design for the motorcycle was so realistic looking, down to the gears and shocks, and then, like, here's Mario with, like, you know, no seams in his, like, little suit that he wears and on his overalls. It's just like, look at this,
point of a kart racer was to, and I broke this down, is to keep your mascot recognizable by sticking him out of a vehicle.
Yeah.
It had to look ridiculous and out of place and absurd, and the motorcycle's like, what, this just looks weird.
Yeah.
This MotoGP with Mario?
The fact Nintendo, the only games that I find worth playing are very rarely some third-party effort that actually doesn't suck completely, or something like Mario Galaxy, Twilight Princess, Wario Land. But in this case, this is their like second tier, where it's the Mario Baseball, Mario Party, Mario Kart in this case, are all like the same thing, again, with unnecessary additions. How about a cheap plastic wheel that does nothing?
Yeah. Which almost nobody preferred playing with. Well, whatever.
Yeah, number two.
Number two.
Force Unleashed. I assume Chris agrees with this.
Well, it's not that it's overrated. I think that game is looked on fondly right now because it didn't shit all over the Star Wars canon it announced it was going to recreate. which is already a pretty tough road to go down. Like, this is official. Like, in terms of keeping with canon, fine. Mwah. It's great. Every character in the game went in line with what I casually know about the universe. I didn't have a problem with that. The game is, as a game, it's broken. And they've never fixed it.
And to me, that fits very well, this disappointed moniker that at the top. Prince of Persia, I can't say it was disappointing. Like, I didn't have any preconceived notions about it.
Exactly.
Like, but Force Unleashed, I come to the table going, and Mario Kart especially, I come to that experience going, okay, this is what I expect, and disappointed on every level.
Yeah, the one thing about that is that when I was playing it, it's like they are just way too impressed with what they can do here. And they're like, oh, let's do this, let's make this all huge and crazy, and they completely forgot to make it enjoyable or fun or anything.
Yeah.
And number one is Spore.
Hold on.
Wow, somebody else's article gets a
wow. Number. Yeah. Hold on, I'll give it. And number one is
Spore.
Spore.
Which I still have yet to touch. Yeah. I'll
agree with this.
Which I'm not calling it paperware. I'm just saying it's more interesting on paper than it is to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it is the most disappointing game.
This is the one point I expected
to blow up. My roommate actually read this off to me, like, who doesn't like games. Like, here's what Wired to say about things you like. And he got the Spore. I'm like, understandable.
Sitting there shooting you dirty looks is like, Wired hates the things you like.
Huh? Say something, bitch. Say something. Yeah.
I saw Wired hating your hobby.
Wired's got you nuts now. but. You know what? We're all entitled to our opinions.
We are. It's a beautiful world.
That's a Zen-like state.
Yep. Appropriate. Hey,
yeah, that's
look
right.
At that.
Not racist. How about
note,
that?
Note to it any Game Life fans, we are not trying to start a beef here unless we are.
Yes. Maybe. Maybe.
Hey!
You guys look like real assholes. Yeah. Let's move on to the community segment. I want to tell people really quick, super quick, about the game deals this week. How about that? You ready?
Yes.
All right.
Take my advice, do as I say, save a little money for a rainy day.
You're going to laugh out loud. We all love that song.
I do. It's fun.
Best Buy has BioShock and MotorStorm for PS3 for $39.99.
Still too much.
MotorStorm 2.
Oh, okay.
MotorStorm 2. Yeah, if you didn't know BioShock and you get on the PS3 where it's supposed to look better, which it might now, I don't know about patches and this and that, fine. Overstock.com.
A lot of conditional statements in there.
Yeah, whatever.
If it is, but it's not, I don't know.
Yeah, but MotorStorm has always looked great, and the first MotorStorm I liked kind of a lot.
I played it a lot, actually.
I haven't played the second one at all, but
I love the idea of like a 16-player racing game that's total chaos. But yeah. I still don't get that feeling with MotorStorm. I really want it's almost like you need a next generation of consoles to really get that across. Like
it did feel
flinging dirt everywhere and trees breaking down, and
it still felt very controlled.
Yeah,
if you want to play that game, play Pure.
But even then, it's too SSX-y and too over the top.
Whatever.
We're not going to see eye to eye in this, Elston. But you know, luckily, Overstock.com.
Oh, good.
That's right. The site I cannot stand has Bully and Dark Sector for $360 for $15.
Oh, not wow. Bad.
Not bad. I should mention this. Amazon is price matching a lot of the Sunday ads up until at least the end of the week. So anything you found in Best Buy, Circuit City, for cheap, Amazon will match online. Michael, I believe you had some secret information.
Maybe not so secret now.
I was
walking down the road the other day, and I found a Circuit City lying in a ditch near death. And I did what any good Samaritan would do, and completely stripped it of everything of value.
He did, like a Mexican hot rod. He tore it up.
But yeah, Circuit Cities, a bunch of them are closing down. It's possible they haven't all closed down by the time this goes up. The one near my house has. And I went there on the Friday before this podcast airs, and everything in the store was like 50% off. Like all the DVDs, all the games. I just grabbed like a huge armload of games. I got Force Unleashed for like $30. I got and I went back the next day and it was 60% off. And
that's right. You kept telling me it kept escalating to 70% off.
And I didn't want to go back on Sunday because I figured it'd be all picked over and I had everything I wanted. So, but yeah, like copy of Saints Row 2, $80 collector's tin, got it for $24. Ninja Gaiden 2, got it for $16. If there's a Circuit City that's closing near you, look it up and try to get in as close to closing as possible.
You should all emulate Michael Rapara's gypsy like behavior and
heartless gypsy like behavior.
Heartless. So, but you know the reality is, my roommate reported that, or a friend of mine from Florida reported the Circuit City doing the same thing back home a month ago. It took all your Circuit Cities are going out of business. They're just doing it at different times. So if yours isn't going into business now, keep an eye on it. It will. Amazon is price matching, and this makes me mad. Remember those ultra limited edition gunmetal gray super special small hard drive PS3s?
Mm-hmm.
Shane?
Yes.
They're $200 down now.
Really?
And they're not limited. They're being sold on Amazon.
$200 down or $200 period?
Less.
Oh.
$200 less.
I'm less interested now.
$400 for a limited, apparently not, edition of the PS3 Gunmetal Gray Metal Gear Solid Edition, which pretty much nails you a camo fatigued PS3 with a smaller hard drive. Hope you like Metal Gear. Doesn't matter. I paid $200 more for my PS3.
Was that the one you ordered while drunk at E3 when we were in the room?
No, I ordered the 80 gig Metal Gear Solid bundle.
Much more expensive.
Yeah. No, it's actually the same price. They were charging $100 more just for the paint job.
I remember there was like 2 in the morning. We're sitting in laptops thinking of like, what the fuck?
I'm going to do it, dude. Dude, you should. You earned it, man. You earned it. Just do
I was
it,
not
dude.
Encouraging that.
Yeah, you were kind of like standoffish. Like, I don't know. Hit him, I guess. And I did. But that was our game deal segment.
Do as I say, save a little money for a rainy day.
Oh, that's the best.
I love that so much.
I love
how it's not, it's after a thing we're encouraging to go spend money.
Yeah.
No, they're saving, the rainy day is November, December. 2 months.
The rainy day is when there's a deal that you
it's
should
a rainy season.
Spend
I think
your money on.
Money on the
hey, there's a game you might be moderately interested in.
That's right. Whatever. We listed enough stuff here. But there's an entire system which plays upwards of 5 games. Last time I checked my PS3, I don't know. I have 2 games still in the cellophane. I haven't played.
Wow, that many?
Two God. For one, eh?
I gave birth to a tiny baby burp. We have to move on. Do you have any iTunes reviews?
Yes.
Ooh, what are the new iTunes reviews looks like here?
Well, we're going to do the community where I talk to people.
Oh, you go ahead. Do your
I interact with the listeners who are so gracious to download our podcast every week.
And make pictures of us.
And make pictures and enter. Which, before we start that, do you want to mention how they can all win a DS?
Yeah.
All of them?
Again, I'm...
We have 29 DSs to give away.
Stop it. No, there are not 29 DSs to give away.
One for each listener.
No. No. That's a lie.
Nobody. Here's what they have to do. No, write their address correctly this time.
Cut
you know who's going to win? None of you.
Mike. That's it. I'm cutting your mic, Shane. Can't talk anymore. Letting you back in. Just answer your telephone.
You can leave all that in.
I Bill O'Reilly Shane.
That's great.
I did. Fucking thing sucks. Sorry.
Don't lie. Fuck it.
Play us out. What does that mean? What are we talking about?
How do they can win a DS?
How can they win a DS? We had this thing we call. I really, really don't want to call it guerrilla advertising for legal reasons. Where I'll send you. You have by the time you hear this podcast, you will not be able to get a sticker from me. Anybody who ordered stickers, I've sent stuff out on the forums. Anybody who has stickers, has a GamesRadar shirt, take your picture creatively in front of something. wow us with a picture with the Games Radar Talk Radar logo in front of anything, and we have two Onyx DS lights to give away. Again, I wrote, if you do, the only stipulations I have so far, having not cleared this through legal, if you do, if you're in any way fined, arrested, or have me fired, you are ineligible for the contest.
Yes.
So please don't do any of that. My ass is in line. But I did land you guys two DSs. Yay.
Whoever gets the best image will win.
Yes.
A DS for free. Gratis.
Yeah.
And if you don't win the DSs, you can still enter by going to Amazon.com, paying our entry fee of $130 and ordering a DS.
Right, so moving into the rest of the...
here we go!
The best iTunes review that I saw this week was from... the subject was Art Springs from Personality. It's a little too classy for our podcast, and I do not even begin to understand it. Written by the Pie Master.
Okay.
Gave us a 5-star review, as we are wont to receive.
Wow.
He says, as an exemplar of what a truly great podcast can be, Talk Radar is admirable as much for its form as for its matter, though it occasionally does pass not from emotion to form, but from thought to chaos. More often than not, like all great artists, its hosts work unconsciously and are wiser than they knew, as I believe Emerson remarks somewhere.
Oh, wow.
In an age of bland, falsely objective games criticism, earnest discourse such as this is infinitely more valuable and informative than all the game rankings and Metacritics combined.
That's a wonderfully poetic way to say four guys talk about bullshit for 2 hours.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, taking it all back.
I really appreciated that.
That was great.
It was good. Also, someone said Talk Radar was their anti-drug, so good.
Also funny, we don't need you to be articulate.
I lost me to Talk Radar. You've been on the muni. For local people only.
Question of the week. Last week's question of that week was question number 15, hitting backspace in my browser to get back to it.
What is a franchise you'll unapologetically delve into no matter what?
Yes, what is a franchise you're like slavishly addicted to?
Yeah.
And despite a lot of people, I kind of wanted to avoid, well, I love Mario. I still got a lot of, man, I love Mario. And Halo. And Pokemon. Yeah.
Mario's a safe bet. Even his bad games, Mario is.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's still like really
sluggers.
Like
yeah.
who hates Mario games? I mean, anyway, the two worst examples I saw that
sure offended, there's some guy at Wired who fucking hates it.
That offended me personally was our own Suburbia Ruins.
No,
I think in a baiting way put this in there just so we would have to comment. He loves the battle. He loves the Battle Network.
My TSR.
Yes.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, so disappointed.
Suburbia Ruins, I'm sorry. You're fired.
Yeah. I can't be your friend on our new fired. Games Radar. What a community.
Yes.
Speakers.
Newly added.
I cannot
added.
Believe I told that guy I loved him.
Yes.
You're fired from your non-job.
Suburbia Ruins, one of my many friends on our in our Games Radar community app that you should all be taking part of. The other one, our own Ravenbomb.
Ravenbomb.
Cannot stop playing Armored Core.
You should. You which, should stop for now.
Which makes
I don't know what you're doing. But.
Which makes me grimace.
even Armored Core 4 Answer or whatever the hell it's called.
Hopefully.
4 suck.
I don't care. 4 subject line of email.
Raven stick.
Yeah, I'd also like
guarding Armored Core.
Those are the two like shocking ones that I saw.
Get off our forums.
However, I would like to thank. I can't even read it. Cord. And I can't remember. Sorry, Mr. Cord, Clown of Death, Kerfluffled Briz, Cash Wheel, Combo Crow, and a pimp named T for apparently signing up just to answer the question.
Oh, Combo Crow rules. He's got one of the Jim Crow from Dumbo, and that makes me a very happy person.
Kerfluffle's been on our site for a while.
What's his name? His name is Jim Crow.
I know. It's just whenever you remind me that it's.
Kerfluffled Briz?
Jim Crow go like
maybe
this.
Not. Those were all so close together I couldn't tell if that was one word or two.
Kerfluffle Briz. Yeah, that's one word. Maybe, I don't know, some of them, people who joined in December 06, they kind of look, 06 and 08 are kind of similar at a glance. Yeah. So, number 16. Question 16. And it's kind of hard because I haven't thought about this, but this being our last podcast of the year that is normal.
I have some plan.
Question 16, this being the end of the year, we've only got a couple weeks left, and all the games are pretty much spoken for. What was your favorite game of 2008? I'll post a thread in the forums, and I want to know what everyone's favorite game of the year was. I'll start with someone other than me, because I have to think of what it is.
Really?
I just thought of this question a second ago. So, Chris, I know what yours is.
My most enjoyable experience was Dead Space, hands down. I was I was looking forward to it, and then I lost interest in it, and then I was very surprised and engaged the entire time. I didn't want to turn away. I had a great, 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 great time with Dead Space. I haven't played Fallout 3 yet. I haven't played it at all. I played Mirror's Edge, and I played Gears of War 2. I haven't finished those, but I had a great, great time with Dead Space. Dead Space is so new, and it kind of is unlike anything else, and it was just what I was ready for.
Yeah.
I had a great, great time with it. But then, I just talked, like, you and I walked in last week, and, like, the only time we've ever high-fived was when we both downloaded Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, for N60. The N60.
Like, oh, yeah! Oh, and then get Banjo-Kazooie? I think I did. Yeah!
Uh-huh. And it's weird how playing it, and I'm enjoying it. I should hate it. I
can't stop playing it.
Why should you hate it?
Well, because it's a 10-year-old N64 game collect-a-thon from Rare ripping off Mario 64. That I loved back in the day, but it was literally the last collect-a-thon game I played because by the end of it, I was so tired of collecting Jiggies, Notes, Jinjos, Boodledoos, and Beebledops and all this other nonsense.
I have 99 musical notes in the winter level. I'm not going back there. I think I'm just going to quit.
Yeah. So, wow. But for some reason, it's partially because it's widescreen HD. Like, it looks really clean. I was not expecting
For shit, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm really enjoying it, and I just got Nuts and Bolts via Amazon.
Suburbia Ruins sent me a message twice in a row. Sonic, really?
Yeah.
Banjo-Kazooie, no, really? Like, are you really playing this?
Yeah, yes. It's a good game. I'm very surprised, but not my game of the year.
Mikko, I believe you had a game.
Yeah, for me it's a toss-up between Fallout 3 and GTA 4, probably leaning a little more toward GTA 4.
No, I forget that's even this year. I had a fucking blast.
I know. And I always forget that Metal Gear Solid 4 came out this year.
Yeah.
It was a great game. I plowed through it. I barely remember it. And
I should probably rethink that with GTA 4 mine. I really did love GTA 4.
Yeah. I spent like 2 solid months playing that. It's hard.
And you should say that as someone who did not like a lot of GTAs before this.
Yeah, I never played any of them to completion. All I did was ride a motorcycle off a roof in Vice City and then drove around listening to the soundtrack. And then San Andreas, I tried to play and thought it was too goofy and stupid. But GTA 4 went all the way through. Yeah, it was great.
GTA 4 didn't have that problem?
No, it sure didn't. But I don't know. That was a really good experience. But
yeah.
So you're sticking with GTA?
We should play online more.
I would love to play online like every Sunday. Maybe with the listeners even.
That's right.
Look for something in the new year.
I'm going to make a concerted effort to jump on GTA 4 this weekend online. I will be in Florida, but I will make as much effort as possible to be online playing GTA 4. Someone come play with me.
Very good.
You all have my gamer tag. If you don't know where to get it, I'm sure someone in the forums can help you.
mine, I guess. Unless, Shane, you're ready?
Oh, man. I don't even know, because I'm, like, notorious for having a hard time finishing games. And now with this season...
You've had a lot of shit on your plate.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit. Yeah. So I've just been bouncing back and forth between, oh, I'll try Gears. Oh, that's great. I think the most enjoyable experiences I've had probably have been between Fallout, Gears, and SmackDown. SmackDown probably because it's the easiest, like, non-conforming game you can just sit down and keep playing with.
What?
It's a great game.
Right.
But in terms of a single player experience, I really am having a great time with
Gears. I was going to hit a button, Gears, but he was so sincere.
No, it's a lot of fun. Look at the Metacritic score. It's reviewed very highly.
Oh yeah, brother.
yeah.
No, but that's not my game of the year. I would say Fallout, just in terms of pure choice and how much fun I have every single time I go into it, even if I'm not doing a goddamn thing and just walking around the wasteland. It's just like, well, how am I going to kill this guy? Awesome.
I had to think about this while you guys were answering, and aside from playing GTA a lot, it's very strange. The two that I'm tossing up here that I can't really decide which...
It's actually going to be weird.
It is weird. And it's very indicative of the kinds of games I play. It's a toss-up between the games I just enjoyed the most. I had the most fun playing. Final Commando Rearmed. The whole year. I literally have no complaints about that at all. I loved every second of it. It's one of the few games I think I have almost every achievement for. Like, the only ones I didn't get were the challenge rooms, because they're super hard.
Holy God.
But also, I got to write text for one of the rooms in Bionic Commander Rearmed, so I have another attachment to it that way. And kind of tied also with this Mega Man 9.
Bias.
Because Mega Man 9, I think I'm the second person in the country to play that game. So...
No. I don't have any more dramatic impact sound.
Yeah, so I obviously a huge NES fan, as is. God damn it! I was waiting for who to show up.
I don't have that on here anymore.
Really? Above that, that has to get it, I think, Mass Effect.
Sorry.
Which I know came out last year, but... But I didn't play it till January, but I went through the game 3 times in a row.
Yeah, that's right. That is not fair. So any fucking caveman unfrozen from ice can pick up any game he wants and have it be his game of the year.
Well, I'm talking about...
bullshit.
Talking about the game...
I'm just a caveman. All I can play is Excitebike.
This is a great allegory for my point, but... Mass Effect is the thing I played the most this year, even more than GTA 4. GTA took up a lot of time, but I went through Mass Effect 3 times from January to February. And loved it, all of it, but VCR, Bionic Commando Rearmed, was like, I looked forward to it, played it, loved it, and I don't know. To me, that's... I shouldn't have reviewed it, because I would not have given it a fair score. And I didn't review it, so that's good. So, go to the forum. It'll be question 16. What is your Game of the Year 2008? Your own personal Game of the Year 2008. Let's hear it. And that's all we got.
Question 16. You know what? I have another task for the forums.
Yes?
We are all... going away.
Yes.
Yep.
For the holidays.
See ya.
Do we make another podcast? Do we make another podcast for Christmas? What do you think?
I think we should.
You know what?
Should we?
Yeah. You know, it's not up to us. I need to see how many of our users have been naughty or nice in the forums.
Even if you're naughty, that's cool.
If it's naughty enough, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's naughty in a great way that makes me giggle, then yes.
Examples,
I think you guys will get another. You guys will get another podcast next week while we are all out of the country.
Examples of being nice and being naughty.
We'll all be out of the state.
I can agree
with that.
Not the country. You guys going up next week?
Up right now are the Platinum Chalice Awards 2009.
Right.
2008. Woo.
Give me some
category. Every year we do an awards that's kind of mocking the fact that everyone has to do a big overblown end of the year award. So in 2006, the first year we were up, we did a Platinum Chalice, kind of mocking the fact that everyone does a solid gold jewel encrusted plate of jewels.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what's better than a solid gold award? A Platinum Award, which is the only medal endorsed by King Louis the 15th.
The guy from Jungle Book?
Is it?
I want to be like you, shoopy dooby dooby.
Thank you, Brett. You used to play the song.
Yes.
Walk like you, talk like you.
It's true.
Shoopy doo.
Like me. Go, keep going.
But like one of the kind of awards we do though aren't like best RTS on the PC, which is.
Oh. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
We have most oh shit moments per second. Left 4 Dead / Gears 2. We have sexiest new heroine.
Don't give it away. Just give away the categories.
Sorry.
Most satisfying gore. Padded bra award for.
That's an anti award.
Oh my bad.
Oh, can't talk about that yet.
Name some of the ones you're working on.
Best story with the most disappointing game.
Like the worst story in the best game.
The worst story in the best game.
Makeover that somehow didn't suck ass.
Yes. Yes, fun categories that award games in ways that otherwise might not get awards, or at the very least, giving games that deserve like best in this.
I believe I got the Creative Commons.
The idea of Ultimate Fan Service Award.
Ultimate Fan Service. Ultimate Fan Service. Paid Fan Service.
Yes.
Maybe.
It's just to me, even if I wasn't writing the article or working at the site, it's the end of year award list I would want to read, because at least it's not just best platform in game, best RTS,
best action adventure for PS2, yay, best sports game for PS2.
It's just too much.
Yes, we know Madden gets it every year.
Best cheerleading sim for PS2. Best
and it's a
baby
new page
game
for each one.
Technological advance. Well, technically, Moon was delayed until 2009.
Well, I guess Game of Pinata.
Enjoy. The most you're going to get from our competitors is that they're going to trickle their awards. And I wish you could see my quote fingers, because they're fucking huge right now.
Yeah,
cool fingers. Awards out for like 5 days at a time. They're not going to be there. We're going to have stuff up every day.
Yep, we're going to have stuff up every day of this break. Because, as I've mentioned before, the video game industry kind of shuts down for a week and a half every year. The week after.
You're really depressed by that, like reading from home.
Yeah, but when I was in college, like I go to IGN over that break, and it's like, sorry, no updates for
two weeks. Nothing.
Yeah. We're taking a break. Really?
And that's what we're doing to you.
Paid it forward. Suck it.
However,
no, we are not.
We have already written content.
If I see enough forum posts that you were good boys and girls, I think we're going to give you another podcast.
We're going to give you another podcast, and we're still posting content on the site every day.
Yep.
Worked very hard so that everyone gets something new every day.
That's why we're better.
It is. And with that...
With that...
Talk Radar 32 must come to an end.
But, we tease our articles, but where are we going next week?
I'm going to Illinois.
Going to Washington State.
Going to Florida.
Sacramento.
Wow, that's like we just triangulated the whole country.
With 4 points.
That's right.
We rectangulated the country.
I don't count Michael and Shane. They're technically 20 minutes away from each other.
Sacramento and Washington State.
I don't have a lot of knowledge of how the West Coast works without having
apparently not.
Almost 10 hours.
I don't know. What do you do? Take a hang glider there? Maybe.
Hot air balloon.
Yes. I just take a ski lift from Colorado to Illinois.
You're going to America's dick.
I'm going to America Schlong. I'm going to Tallahassee, Florida. And you know what? Speaking of the guerrilla advertising, you'd be a shoo-in if you could figure out my parents' address and get a sticker up there. But with me in it. That would be amazing.
You very surprised, turning around like, huh?
What? Dude, just me guarding in my pantaloons. It'd be embarrassing. I'm heading off to Florida. Shane, you're heading off to Sacramento.
I'm going to Sacramento. That is a wonderful 2-hour drive. Also, if Sacramento is the asshole of California and San Francisco is the nice tender cock, that drive is the perineum that I'm going along. And it sucks.
The perineum.
So it's the taint.
It's the taint. It's the gooch.
The perineum. The scrack.
I will be going to the Heartland, Illinois.
The Grundle.
The Grundle.
Brett will be going to the Dingleberry of the country.
Even so much, the Cockles.
Satellite Dingleberry.
Burn them.
But we will see. I personally will be in the forums the whole time, so just keep on writing.
I have no internet, so...
There's no internet. I can't speak for Michael or Shane, and I'll be there for you. So keep up that... keep up that guerrilla advertising and see what we can do. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy all that.
Happy all that. None of that menorah bullshit.
Yeah, knock it off.